I'm watching the alerts pop up on my computer telling me that I should record a podcast. But while I am in this phase of working on the next thing, I am reluctant. For reasons that you may understand or you may not. I don't know where it's leading me. So yesterday I had the training for turning on the energy of intention. And of course I started out exactly the way I felt it was successful on Tuesday, and it was a complete and total bust. So I went to bed. Oops. Stop. So I went to bed and I asked Source to go, because Source didn't know how to do it. One of my main job has been to inform Source about what Source can't know. Why? I think that if most people don't know and nobody's talking to Source, then Source can't know. But I'm not 100% sure. So I'm going to look at that and I'm going to make a podcast about that if it's necessary. So anyway, so I asked Source to do looking around for me. What I should learn, where I should look, so that I can actually effectively train people to turn on their intention. So I went to bed. I was somewhat. Okay. So I had the light turned off for 10 hours. It took me an awful long time to fall asleep. And most of the night I wasn't really sleeping. Anyway, I do sleep like a dolphin, which means consciousness never turns off. So I didn't sleep much. But anyway, between like 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, when I finally got up, I got some clues that after I got up, they were useless. It's like what? What am I going to do? I mean, I made people pay for this training, and I have no idea how to train this because I never had to learn it. That's the problem. And because the process, what you have to do, is so close, so similar to connecting to source. I mean, the two switches are like a hand breadth apart. They are that close, and the way you turn, the way you flip the, the way you flip the switch, is pretty much the same thing. So there have been several switches that I managed to teach. One of them is the I switch. And the I switch is very effective and it's very great, but it's kind of easy to explain. Now, I'm not saying that everybody was willing to turn the I switch on because it's kind of uncomfortable. But almost everybody, I say almost because I don't remember who didn't, is willing to press with their attention on their tangerine spot, especially if they have their hand. Their palm on a tangerine spot, and that is with their attention, turns on that switch. But how are we going to do the attention switch? See, I can put my hand there, right on the top of the visual center, and push against it. And when I look from the side, which I can, even though I am in my head, the the head actually goes backwards against my hand. Now, doing that, and the pivoting point is on the neck, would it turn on the intention? And source says no. So, but I did turn on, so which means it's not a fully mechanical process, even though it has a strong mechanical component. So this is where I'm at. It's really, the intention is really the catapult that puts you on the vertical plane where life is not the valley of the shadow of death, and not constant misery, and not constant craving and beating yourself up. But if I can't teach you how to do it, then we are shit out of luck. So this is where I'm at. Wish me luck. And I am going to beg Source to do some more work for me so that I can help you. Okay, so this is it for now.